Welcome to Aware. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. What would you like to create in your life? Are you interested in having incredible health, or learning to trust your intuition, or finding a purpose in your life? These are things everyone would want. And Aware is committed to bringing you this information to assist you in creating a life you love. We invite you to share in this experience and become more aware.
Good afternoon and welcome to Aware. Hi, I'm Lisa Garr. I got a great letter from somebody yesterday, and they addressed it to Lee, L-E-E, Cigar, C-I-G-A-R. And inside they said, I know your name is Lisa Garr, but you say Lisa Garr so fast on the radio that I... Thank you for that, you dear listener, dear listener. I am saying my name slowly now, Lisa Garr. Hello. Thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. One quick thing I want to mention is because we've been in the fund drive and things have been going so fast here, I have been wanting to tell you guys that, do you remember Shtema Goodman? Shtema is the woman that came last year that gave a lecture, and she does these incredible meditations on healing cancer and healing diseases through meditation. And she is coming back to give her last workshop that she's going to give for a while, because she's going on a walkabout, in a sense, and she's going to take some time off after this. So she's going to be back in the Los Angeles area on June 8th, 9th, and 10th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I'll give you a phone number so you can call, and she's going to be on the show later on in the month, but... the phone number you can call for information, and if you'd like to start preparing ahead of time for this, is 310-967-4100. Really profound information, and an incredible healer, a wonderful woman, and it's just, no matter if you have an illness or not, there are meditations that you will use in your life. Really phenomenal stuff. Okay, so... we are staying committed to the content of the Aware Show during this fun drive. That is my goal, and that is my intention, to always give you guys the clearest information possible, and we're going to continue with that today, because I feel that we need as much support as possible when it comes to moving forward in our lives. And joining us today to facilitate this is Madeline Schwab. You are all very familiar with Madeline. She's a friend to the KPFK listenership. And she has joined on the fund drive before, mostly Roy of Hollywood. And this is the first time that she's blessed us with being on the Aware Show in the middle of the day. She comes out in the middle of the night sometimes to share her information about the Action Board Workshop. It is a workshop that is based on the principles defined by David Viscott, a renowned psychiatrist of his time, an incredible man. And she has been teaching these Action Board workshops for 17 years. I'm sure a lot of the listeners have come and experienced this. She is also a teacher at Crossroads School, but what she has been doing for this amount of time and her experience with the Action Board workshop is very, very valuable. Thanks for being in studio.
Oh, you're welcome.
Glad to have you back.
Well, thanks for inviting me.
Absolutely. So I must tell you, I took... this workshop, Madeline invited me to a workshop some months ago, and I did the life board, and I sat in the workshop and did all the stuff, and it's this great system which we're going to go through with putting something in front of you and having your goals on these yellow stickies and keeping it in your visual space at all times of the day, night, whenever you are looking at something, this is your view. And I looked back at it this morning, and I have completed so many things on here. It's incredible. I mean, stuff that I wrote on here, contact this one specific person, and looking back on this one specific person gave me a great, great job that's still lasting now, and he was on my board of things to do, and he turned into a career move, and it was just a great, great move. And there's stuff on here, I mean, that I've accomplished that just kind of blew my mind. So these are really great concepts. This works. This is, I'm a living testament, and I can tell you that this stuff is really great. So let's talk about it.
That's a good idea.
What is it? For those of you who have not heard about the Action Board workshops, Madeline, explain what they are.
Well, the Action Board was created by Dr. David Viscott, who felt, and I'm just going to read a few things that he said, Life has a noble purpose, something we're supposed to do, which is ordained from birth. Another way he put it was, you have something to give back to help save all of us and make the world a better place by the extent of your giving. And with that in mind, he created the Action Board as a way of helping people do what they're here to do, achieve their life work, in other words. And the Action Board, very simply, and I'll describe it as I teach it in the workshop, it's a big manila folder opened, and in the folder, on the folder, you use 3x3 post-its for all of the projects that you're doing now, plus things that you want to do in the future. So it really holds all of your ideas for things you want to do. And then on the right side of each project, on a smaller post-it, you write down what your intention is. Why are you doing what you're doing? So that you can really determine what it is about that project that makes it yours. Is it a belief you have, a talent you have, or a goal you have? That's where goals fit in. So you put those on the right side of each project. And the idea of what you love, which David talked a lot about, goes in there as well. I consider it a gift. The things that we love are really gifts to us because we don't know. It just comes from such a deep place in us what we're going to feel that way about. So once again, you have all your projects, and on the right side, your intentions, what your goal is, your belief, what your talents or gifts are that you're using for that project. And then on the left side is where you put down all of the things that life brings you, like that contact that you were just talking about, mm-hmm. Lisa. You put down everything that life is bringing you. And David had a wonderful way of saying this. He said, the Action Board is nothing more than preparing you to take advantage of opportunity that's coming. It comes all the time, except you don't recognize it. And this is why I think everybody should have an Action Board, should make one, because life goes through a lot of trouble. It invests gifts in us, and then it does a lot to help us use them, to help us do the things that we're meant to do. And so, to me, it's so important to have a way of keeping track of your favorite word, information, keeping track of what life is bringing us. So all of the resources go on the left. And then at the bottom of each project, you put the next step or maybe a couple of next steps. And that's basically it. And one thing that you mentioned about making one in January and then opening it and saying, I did so much of this, is something that was discovered about when David and I first started working together, which is something called the reticular activating device, which means what the eye sees, the mind starts to go after. Mm. So you made your Action Board in the workshop. You laid all of it out. Your eyes saw it, and your mind started putting that into action.
That is the
powerful
bottom line, too. I mean, that's the whole way this entire thing works. There's 9 million types of goals workshops out there, and I've read most of the books. But this aspect of putting it in your face and looking at it every day, even when you're doing something else, when you're thinking something else, you're on the phone, your subconscious is taking this in all day long. And I had it in front of my desk, which I spend a lot of time there. So I'm on the phone, I'll stare at it, or I'm at the computer, I'll glance at it, or I'm doing something and I'm always looking at this, you know, call this one person or continue my education and stuff like that. And it starts to happen despite me. Something will come in the mail. I'll get this perfect opportunity for this class that I wanted to learn something about, and nutrition certification. It fits into my schedule. I got it in the mail. You know, it all kind of just clicks. And it's really amazing the way that it works. Now, this is something that you can do so inexpensively, too. I mean, it's a manila folder and it's yellow stickies. It's the only tools that you need. And
that's what I provide in the workshop. But you can go home and put it on a dry erase board or a big bulletin board.
You can make it fancy.
Oh, yes.
And all sorts of
color
fun stuff.
Color post-its. Oh, yes.
Right. But the three sections that you put this in, you put future on the left, occasional.
Or moving from future, which is on the left, to the right side, which is current. And then what's in the middle? Are things coming into being or things you only do occasionally?
I've always wondered about why you do it in that direction, because we read left to right, right? How come you put the future before what we're doing current?
Because that's the way David did it.
There's a reason.
It was on his board. It just felt right to me. Some people, and it's been very few.
No, there's a reason.
Oh.
You don't know? You know the reason.
Tell me the reason.
Well, the way I see it, metaphysically, of course, is that what we're creating is already done. I mean, essentially, what we've come here, our purpose to create, is essentially our goal and has been our goal since our birth and is something that we're just trying to get through the muck and the mire to accomplish. And we've already essentially accomplished it in our truest of truths, in our spiritual goal, in our deep intention. And that's why it should be first. And then we, of course, go to future. I mean, current, which is what we're doing now in the muck and the mire and the things and the doo-doos, the do. And yeah, that's what's happening now. But it's your goal is your soul's intention. And I think that's why future is the first category. That's my take on it. You've got this big smile on your face.
I do, because I think all of us have our unique views of life. Mm-hmm. Do you want to know what my take?
Please. Of course.
Okay. All the projects on the board are significant. They're your sacred trust. They're why you're here. It's very, to me, when you make an action board, it's very much your sacred work. So all of them are sacred. And your goal, your essential reason for being here shows up in the intention side of a lot of the projects. That's what one could call one's life purpose. Mm-hmm. And you could say your life work is all of the projects. So they all have weight. But what I like from what you said, that I see the board differently, as you can tell, is that, and I think James Redfield talks about this a lot in his book, that he feels that we do come here with work that we're meant to do, and it's there for us from the beginning, which is what you said. But I do think it's in the current projects, the things you do occasionally, and in the current and in the future projects, and it's the intention. Mm-hmm. That you notice as you keep saying, why am I doing this project? A lot of my projects have to do with educare, bringing people out, mm-hmm. public education. It's the theme in a lot of my projects, both current, occasional, and future.
Right. So, and you are a teacher.
Or not both, all. Yes,
obviously.
Yes.
You teach. What do you teach at Crossroads?
Well, I coordinate the community service program. However, I have been given permission next year to take one of my community service classes, because I do feel that community service is a misnomer, that we're here to serve. That's our life purpose.
That's
for all of us, our life purpose. So I am now able to take one of my community service classes and embed it in this larger context. So from the get-go, I'm going to be talking about life work as service and community services for teenagers, the best way to open any door and go in as a volunteer.
You know,
to express any gift you have or any interest.
It's so interesting because Madeline has been able to extrapolate the theme in her life, the through line, the common denominator. You just said it's education. And in looking on my life board here, what I've put together from your workshop.
Your action board, yeah.
I was able to also extrapolate my theme, and my theme is people. I dig working with people. I have always worked with people. I've always been interested in why people do the things they do. I've always been interested in why I do the things I do. And the future and the past history of people have always been my gig. And so this is, it comes through on this particular board when you start to put down your intentions and your current projects and your future projects and what's going on now. And then you start to drop off the and get rid of the things that don't serve that purpose. If I'm doing over here something that is maybe selfish or not working towards my common goal, it leaves and it gets really clear. So this is a great show to do, of course, in almost June. We're right in the middle of the year. All those goals and so forth that were set in January, some of them had tossed out the window, some of the quit smoking didn't work, and some of the weight loss is starting to stare you in the face now. You know those common number one goals that are set in the beginning of the year. And this is a great time to have this workshop in June. This is a great time. Now, when is the workshop?
The workshop is going to be Sunday, June 10th from 1:30 to 4:30 here at KPFK. And it's a $50 pledge, and you'll receive something in the mail to give you a few more details. But
great.
June 10th, 1:30 to 4:30 here at KPFK in North Hollywood. You know how I would revise your life purpose? Connecting with people.
Oh.
That's great. Your voice connects with people over the air. You're connecting with people all of the time. So if I were saying, what's one of your themes? And one other thing I want to say about the theme or the life purpose of your life, you want to hold it lightly. Because one other thing that David said, or not one other, I quoted it earlier, I just didn't go into it. The purpose of life is to discover your gifts. Life is discovering our gifts for us in a way. And so far, it's looked a lot like public education, and maybe that will be a theme, but another theme could come in as well. So you always want to hold your work, your being here, open, with open hands. As a matter of fact, David Biscott used to say that openness is the correct stance in life.
Great point. That's absolutely wonderful. Okay, I just want to make it clear that this is what Madeline has offered today for the fund drive for KPFK. Is she has generously given up her time to do one entire workshop for free for 25 people only. Solamente. So we have one workshop going on. 25 pledges is our limit. We have 25 people that can come to this workshop, and it is pretty much after those go, there aren't any more available.
There are no more.
There's only one Madeline.
And there's only a limited amount of space at the station to accommodate people. So it's a $50 pledge, 1:30 to 4:30 on June 10th, Sunday. All materials are provided, except you're asked to bring your calendar, your daily planning book, whatever you use to write down your activities. If you don't have one, I have a sheet you can use, because the action board, even though it's a backdrop for your entire life, the action board itself, you can use this process to make different kinds of boards. I'm making one for the class I told you about.
Oh,
this
great.
This particular class.
Different
projects.
It can
now be a life work class. I'm making a board just for that so I can pull in all that life is bringing me to help me teach that class. So
I just want to say real quickly that two lines are lit up, and that means two of the workshops will have gone. So let's keep going here and just keep giving a call, 818-985-5735, which was 818-985-KPFK, an easy way to remember it. The workshops, we only have 25 of these. I would suggest calling now. Three lines are lit up. That means three workshops will be going, so keep it going. Anyway, the boards can actually be used for individual projects?
Oh, many, many. Any idea that comes to your mind that you're starting to work out, a book idea, wanting to create more of a support system for yourself, even wanting to explore this idea of what my life purpose is. There's so many adaptations to the action board, but the one we make in the workshop is your life board, like what you call it, your life work, all the projects of your life. So it's the backdrop. And then that fits into your daily life. So you bring your calendar and you put some of the steps into your calendar. And then on your calendar, you'll have a place to put many of the resources that come to us every day. As David said, and this is just so powerful to me, the action board is nothing more than preparing you to take advantage of opportunity that's coming. It comes all the time, except you don't recognize it. That's what David Biscott said. And another way he put that, which to me is very much the new physics language, be known to yourself and the world will open up to you. The new physics about the power of identity and how when you're known to yourself, all the connections that are there suddenly light up. So once again, we make the board, we embed it in our daily life, the steps go into our life, and we have a place in our life to capture all the resources that life is bringing us, sometimes by such remarkable synchronicities. I don't even have to say remarkable. Synchronicities are remarkable. That's redundant.
Absolutely. Okay, if you're calling, there is one line open. If you just called and got a busy signal, give us a call right back, because the volunteers are standing by and they're ready to take your... We had 11 lines light up right away, so 11 of the workshops have gone. But just be patient. Keep calling, because the workshops are... We have a limited amount of 25 of them, and they will go probably in the first 10 minutes of the show. But just keep... Well, we're already through that. But just keep calling. Okay, so now... In this goal setting space, I keep calling it a life board, but an action board is a great word for it, because it's really taking action and it's bringing it into your everyday waking life, especially by bringing your calendar, because it's not something you dream out and you put into space. This is something that happens tomorrow or today, or the phone call you're going to make when you get home from the workshop. It's so motivating. This is really great. And also, I'm just thinking about particularly this time of year of being you know, summer, we're a little more laid back. We're not in that intense, you know, goal-setting space. So we might have just relaxed a little bit on our goals. And I've spoken to a few people lately that are kind of frustrated about that and a little bit depressed about that, that this isn't, you know, well, I set all this stuff up for myself and I didn't get any of it done. Relax. Take it easy on yourself and just start this process again and just do it, because this is a great time to set goals when the space is relaxed and you're, you know, the weather's nice and you can do all sorts of things with it. It's a really good time.
Well, it's important to have an action board always, to have declared to yourself what it is you're here to do, all of the projects that you're doing, thinking of doing, and then you watch what life brings you. And when life slows down and you're not getting resources that are impelling you into action, that's when you might say to yourself, this might be a time when I'm in a more restful phase. We cannot go 24/7, 12 months of the year. We just cannot do that to our bodies. Mm-hmm. We're not machines. So one thing the action board tells you, and this is something David used to talk about, is when you don't have anything to do, because you look at all your projects and nothing is coming to impel you to take action on it, and that's when you say, this is a rest period, which we so desperately need.
That's a really good point. You know, and that could also be, sometimes I have to build that into my schedule, or rest days. It's a really important thing to do. But you have
a workshop coming June 10th. We're asked to give the date for a $50 pledge. June 10th, Sunday, 1:30 to 4:30 here at KPFK. The number to call, 818-985-5735, 818-985-5735.
Okay, we have 16 of the workshops gone. We've still got 9 left. So give us a call. There's two lines open right now. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. And this is only a $50 pledge. This is the greatest value that you will get for $50, I'll tell you. It's really quite incredible. Workshop actually costs more than that, doesn't it?
Yes.
If you...
The all-day one does.
Oh, right.
Yeah, the all-day one does.
Oh.
This is a three-hour KPFK special where you get it all, but there's an all-day one that Robin and I were talking with you about in January, the one that you took.
The one that you came in studio. And we've only got 3 workshops left, so what I'm going to do is give the phone number that people can call in case they want to get the workshops after... I'm calling from KPFK, which is?
Well, if you didn't get in to the 25 that were offered, please feel free to call me at home. I have a workshop coming soon. It's 310-474-0466, 310-474-0466.
Okay. The workshops are all gone right now, but this is one thing that I want to do, is because you were here during the fund drive, I want to give the information out as well, because the people that are going to take the workshop will get the information, but the people that are listening haven't gotten much unless they're going to call and they're going to take your workshop. But let's give a little teaser here. Okay, when I went to the workshop, what I loved about this is that sometimes when you go to a goals workshop, you write down all of your goals in one area and you get a little bombarded, right? All of your projects and so on.
Yeah.
What you do is you separate them into 3 different boards. There's a personal board. There's a career type of life work board. Whoops, I got 2 life work boards.
Okay.
Why did I do that?
Let me explain.
Please.
Okay. Although you're sitting here with boards open.
Everywhere.
I'm sitting here with my folder and my boards are in it. Little accordion folder.
I love this.
And you've got it all laid out. Uh-huh. So you go to the workshop and you get a manila folder to start with, and big and little post-its, and you put down all of your projects, and you do this with wild abandon, which is a quantum or new physics term. Nature favors wild abandon. I love that, because I've been saying to people, put everything down with wild abandon, because life will tell you what projects are yours to do by bringing you the resources you need. You have no risk in terms of putting down anything that you're thinking of doing in the future, as well as things that you're doing right now. It all goes down on the board. And then on the right side are the current projects, and on the left side are the future projects. And in the middle, you could call that a category for projects coming into being. On my board, it's more for projects that I do occasionally. One other way of viewing it is the left side is the dream side, and projects move into the reality side. So you have a board, you have all of your projects. You have done what Einstein talked about, which is or alluded to when he said the brain or the mind should be a place to work things out, not store a bunch of stuff.
I love that
phrase. The mind should be a place to work things out, not store a bunch of
stuff. I remember that from the workshop. That stuck in my mind. Great. I mean, that's terrific stuff. And
so
keep going.
I will. So it gets exciting. Yeah. So you have all of your projects, and you've just cleared your mind. And then you look at each project, and you say to yourself, what is my intention? Why am I doing this? And you ask yourself, what beliefs does that project bring out or express? What goals does it fulfill? What talents or gifts does it use, including what you love? And then you're ready. You are ready for life to start bringing you all that you need to put those projects into action. And that's the way, to me, one should look at one's work. You identify what a project is and why you're doing it, and then you let life start bringing you resources so that you are embedding that project into where life wants it, rather than forcing something to happen. David Viscott used to say that each project has its own pace, its own sense, its own timing. So you want to work with the opportunities that come. And then based upon that, you take steps. Then, what you were talking about, Lisa, in terms of other boards, you can have a board beside your action board, which is your like your sacred trust, your legacy. You can have a personal board, a place where you put things like losing weight or exercising. Or
relationships.
Relationships. Although if it's children, I would tend to put them on your action board because I think when we have a child, that's a sacred trust. That's a gift that we're giving back. That's our legacy. That's not personal. That's like the sweet honey in the rock said, your children come through you. They do not belong to you.
I love that.
They belong to life.
That's great.
So you have your personal
note to parents, by the way. Anyway.
Future ones.
That's right.
So you have a personal board, which is the things that support you. Then you can make a board for anything else that you're dealing with. You can take any project on your action board that starts to become complex, and you can make a whole board on that particular project. So, for instance, here I'm teaching at Crossroads. I'm also in Matthew Fox's doctorate program at the University of Creation Spirituality, which I highly recommend. And I have on my action board that post-it for that project, UCS doctorate program, but I have a whole action board just on that. Mm-hmm. And then this life work class that I'm teaching at Crossroads could be the focus for my doctorate project. So I actually have a whole board on that. It's for any time you want to work something out in a manner where you can actually visualize it. It's a fabulous visual or visualizing tool. And David used to call it an accordion because it just expands to whatever the need is. I just think of it as being a highly adaptable process. The action board process is adaptable to any situation that you're in that you want some clarity on. That's the way Roy Techman on Something's Happening describes the action board. Every time I'm on with him, luckily he records what we say, and then I listen to the recording and I write down what he said.
Okay.
He said, the action board is a clarifier, clarifies your ideas and makes you available for the coincidences that the universe constantly presents to you. And then he says, because, and this is back to what David said, we need what only you have to give. And again, the workshops are gone. I do want to let people know, if it's all right with you once more, how they can reach me.
Yes.
At 310-474-0466. I do have a workshop coming up soon, so don't hesitate to call.
And the workshop, again, is on June 10th.
The one that we just gave away, June 10th. And everybody who pledged for that workshop will get something in the mail as far as how to get to KPFK and what they need to bring.
Okay, wonderful. Well, I thank you so much.
Well, you're so welcome.
For joining me this afternoon.
And I'm just so pleased that the audience was so responsive because it to me validates what I'm doing.
Absolutely. You did a life board workshop, action board. How many years ago on this? Did you do an action board on doing these workshops?
When David talked about it, when I heard him on the radio the first time about 18 years ago, and he talked about his action board, I saw it. It was because I'm practical.
You saw the workshops?
I saw I saw what the action board looked like.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was going to be a product, but when he and I got together, I realized in order to develop a product, I had to teach a workshop. And the product, everybody's action board ends up being so unique, but mm-hmm. the workshop is common to all, so it turned into an action board workshop.
Oh, I highly recommend it. It is a really wonderful workshop, something that lasts all year and you can do over and over again. So thank you, Madeline Schwab.
Thank you, Lisa Gar, and thank you for the work you do on KPFK.
Absolutely.